This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
We've got Greta Zilla on the line, and it's even better.
Good
How are you?
Morning. I am well, thank you. How are you?
We're amazing. We love to hear that people like to talk to us in the morning, Greta, because we do. Sometimes we do get people who aren't that as excited as you are today.
No, I'm a morning person.
Oh, that's a breath of fresh air to hear.
I think that's the first time I've heard a musician say that.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
it doesn't fit into my lifestyle very well. But, I'm a bit of a morning person.
Well, that's a good thing, though. That's a good, very productive. People who wake up early in the morning are very productive, and it sounds like you've been very productive lately. Now, firstly, I want to ask... It says on your Instagram you're an owner of a Chihuahua. Now, is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. I have a Chihuahua. His name's Lester. He's quite big boned.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Big boned. Does that mean nice?
Big boned. Yeah. Well, yes. And he's not a tiny little skinny, shaky, stereotypical Chihuahua. He is a manly man for a little dog.
That is amazing. How old is he?
Oh, he's an old man now. He is 12.
I love when we talk about animals as old men, like an old woman. It makes me feel happy. What's his name again?
Lester.
Oh, Lester. What a name. We're dog lovers. I'm a dog lover as well. So I just had to ask that question before we get down to the business. Now, for yourself, new single out, Fan the Fire. Talk us through this. How did this become?
So Fan the Fire was really my song to myself. After Queen of Boomtown sort of came out and I did all the tours and all the things, I was like, well, I need to start writing again for a next album or a next project, and I got the panics up and it was like, what do I write about? Can I, and it just like, you know how you get anxious and nervous and stressed out, and as a creative, that doesn't kind of induce creative juices to flow, being stressed.
I could imagine.
That doesn't help.
No, not so much. So I sort of turned the tables on it a little bit in my mind, and I was like, all right, so I'm stressed out. What do you do when you're in this situation? What happens when you're in a situation where panic sets in? Like, you know, is it flight or fright or flight? Fight or fright? It's early.
Yeah, one of them. That's fine. That's fine.
One of them. The stay or the go one.
Yep.
And, yeah, that's kind of where the song came from, was like, all right, I can let this overwhelm me, or I can let it be the fuel that starts the flame again and starts the fire again. And, yeah, that's where Fan the Fire came from.
Was it very, like, when you say overwhelming, were you just, the word for me, would it be rattled? Were you like, I don't know how I'm gonna write the next song? Like, it's just, but was it a good thing that this happened?
Well, once I got over my own panic, it was a good thing, because then everything started flowing from there. Yeah. But it was that initial couple of weeks where I've sat down and tried to do something, and everything I put down on paper was utter garbage. And and then you start getting panicking about, was that the best I could do, like what I've already done? And, it's just, getting in your own head, and you learn to snap yourself out of it, and that's how I did it for this one.
Have you kept some of that so-called garbage that you talk about, though? Because you might go back to it and go, you know what, there might actually be something.
Yeah, no, I do. I have a folder on my computer, and it's called Spare Parts. So it's my...
That might be the next album.
Yeah.
So Spare Parts is my folder where I go. It's like my junkyard.
Yep.
I go there and have a wander around and see if I can find anything good.
I think you need that. And even if it's just like one line that you had in your Spare Parts song, that you're like, oh, okay, that line's good, but I don't want it for that song. I'll just chuck it in something else.
Yep, that's right.
I do have to tell you while we've got you, I went to Andrew Swift's concert the other week, And he played secondhand, obviously, the song Greta has with him, for the listeners that may not know. And when he said, I wrote this one with Greta Zilla, the whole room just went really noisy. And they're like, yeah. He's like, wow, she got more of a cheer than I did, but all right, thanks.
Yeah, it was nice to record secondhand with Andrew. It was a song that I had, you know, I wrote that song, and it's a song that I'd played live for many years, and it just sort of never really fit into anything that I was doing. So it was nice to just do a little once-off, little duet with him.
Well, we're glad that you did it because it's an amazing song as well. But I listen to the Fan of Fire as well. It's an amazing song as well. Look, you just keep going. You just keep going, don't you? I mean, it's where do you feel like you go next? I mean, it's if you just keep getting better and better, what are you? You're gonna have to pull some parts out of the junkyard soon.
So I've got, you know, I've got the album that obviously last year put a halt on to many people's plans. Yeah, so I've got an album ready to go. So they'll be releasing that this year, and another single before that. And just keep doing what I'm doing and touring. I'm currently out at Winton's Way Out West Fest.
I've just seen that
at the moment. So I'm out here in
eating Lamingtons
at the moment. I had a good Lamington yesterday. I can recommend the bakery. Yeah, taking a trip.
A bit cold out there, I would think, at night time.
I'm from Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it's anything, like, anything up here is hot.
Someone turn the air on.
Anything is hot. No.
Wonderful.
Well, Greta, would you like to introduce a song for us? We appreciate you coming on and having a chat with us. And finding someone who's a morning person for once. You can come on anytime.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, guys. And thank you for playing my single, Fan the Fire.
Can't tempt down. I got demons.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.